It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Friday. All brought to you by Visit Cleburne. Well, we're going to take a little bit of a time warp trip and eventually end up in the year
1988.
But first, as we get ready for officially tonight, 9:42 p.m., the start of summer and the solstice, we got a weekend full of the summertime real country songs that will no doubt include
Sometimes I Wonder,
Alan Jackson,
I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for
and the Summertime Blues. Summertime Blues. 1994 hit for Alan Jackson. In fact, it was the lead single from the big album Who I Am, as Alan was still very much on a hot streak right there. Now, AJ would be the one that brought it to number one, but this song goes all the way back to 1958. It was one of the earliest quote-unquote rock and roll songs.
Oh, well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
Oh. You can't use a car because you didn't work or live.
1958, and Eddie Cochran.
There ain't no cure for the summertime.
19 years old when he recorded this. It was a big hit, of course, with the teeny boppers at the time and the Bobby Soxers. Oh, aww, it was all the rage.
He's so dreamy.
And they could finally relate to lyrics. In fact, this is why Eddie Cochran, who kind of had a rebel image, he was kind of considered a very James Dean-ish kind of guy. Kind of looked like him, too. It was a pretty good image to have. And Cochran wrote this song at the age of 17. Said there'd been all these songs about summer, but none about the hardships of it when you're a kid. So he wrote the song in about 45 minutes. It was supposed to be a B-side, but those radio disc jockeys back in the day, oh yeah, baby, they flipped it and they played it. And then it was covered and recovered again and again. Van Halen did a version, The Who, Olivia Newton-John. And then in 1988, Buck Owens took a turn at it. And it was a bit of a deviation for Buck. In fact, he kind of went a little bit rockabilly with it. And it was that version by Buck Owens in 1988 that oddly was released in the middle of November that inspired Alan Jackson to ultimately want to record it on his own. So not the original, but the one from Buck, which was never issued for DJs to play. But right here, well, where we break rules, especially in summertime, it is the Flashback. Happy summer, y'all.
Well, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.